today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Is it paranormal activity or is it the cats? Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yeah, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com, and if you want access to all of our shows ad-free, you can start binging away right now. Apple Podcasts, you can do that there. Patreon.com/realghoststories or through our website at ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
So you and I, you know this, and Kathy and I mentioned it the other day, but I'm sitting here in the studio with a cat on the desk and my new dog asleep on the floor behind me, and everybody's cool. And I'm so excited about that.
That's wonderful. They're all getting along.
I know,
good.
Everybody's getting along. I was so nervous. The new dog wouldn't like the cats. The cats wouldn't like the new dog. So now my question is, in like really on social media, all I ever do is post pictures of my pets anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But so my one cat is my HR director now that I work from home, and my other's finance director. So I don't know if he should be security or if he's just the general manager. I don't know what title should he work under one of the cats, like in HR. I don't know.
Do you have a janitor yet?
No.
There you go.
He could be maintenance.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll eat snacks that fall on the floor and all that sort of stuff.
So he could fix all this shit in the house.
He's your engineer. He's your engineer in maintenance. Yep.
I like that.
There you go.
He's now my director of engineering and maintenance. Because really, working in radio for years, the funny thing is the poor engineer is 50% of the time the maintenance guy.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that goes wrong in the entire building. So you could be off the air, you call the engineer guy. The toilet is overflowing in the women's room, you call the engineer. Poor guy has to do everything.
Yeah, because they don't have staffs. They don't want to spend money at radio stations. And that was like back when they had
so
some money.
Exactly right.
And today they're even more broke for money. I can't imagine, that there's much of anything anymore.
As horrible as this sounds, but it's true. For years and years and years and years I worked in radio, and I kind of felt like when I was a kid and my mom was on welfare, mm-hmm. we never had money for anything.
Yeah.
And that's how it felt working in radio. It's like, man, I'd love to get a new station shirt, but we can't afford it.
that too. Yeah, all of that. What reminds me of now is like if I visit like an old radio station just to say hi, if anybody's there anymore, but most people aren't because they don't work in it anymore. But when I've gone into some, it reminds me of like going into Kmart on the last few days of its existence. So like going out of business sale. Everything must go. And like, there's just like weird, pieces here and there from different years of the building and furniture. And like, oh, where did all the staff go? Oh, they all work from home now. Oh, wow. Okay.
So true. It's so true.
It's like going into the ghost of what was once a thriving, bustling place of energy. And now it's like a ghost town at most places in radio. And it's sad, but it is what it is now. Now my pets get to, enjoy all that. I get to be here all day with them. And so they're much more happy than being sitting, alone waiting for someone to get home.
I know. That's what I love. Cause it's like, I can just be home with the pets all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love it.
They like it. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to that first caller of the day. Hi.
My name is Regina and I'm from Ohio. This is my first time calling, but I've been listening to your show for almost like 2 years now. So I am 21 years old, about to graduate college, and I've only had two experiences in my life that were kind of strange, but I wouldn't like consider myself sensitive or anything, just very, very not aware. I'm very oblivious to everything. So I have two stories that aren't too long. So my first story happened when I think I was a junior in high school, and I was staying at my aunt and uncle's house because I was taking care of their cats, I believe, and I decided to bring my boyfriend at the time along. And so it was like a little sleepover, and so it was getting late, and he decided to go to bed, and he was going to sleep in my aunt and uncle's bedroom, and it was late at night, and I wake up hearing the door to the hallway, like the bedroom door, like it was closed, and it was shaking, like it was like someone was trying to get in, but wasn't getting in, so it just kept shaking. So I was like, that's strange. And then my boyfriend at the time also heard it and woke up, and he was like, oh, it's probably the cat. So I was like, okay. And then I went back to sleep. I woke up again. I heard it again. And then I was like, okay, it's the cat. And so I went back to sleep. So in the morning, I woke up, and I was sleeping. The bed is in between, on a wall, against the wall, but on my side, it was a closet door, and then on my boyfriend at the time's side, it was the hallway door, like the bedroom door. So I woke up, and I saw that the door was open to the closet a little bit, like it was cracked. And it wasn't like that in the when we first got into the room, like all night, it was closed. And then I saw the door open, and I looked down, and I saw that the cat was getting out of the closet. And what really freaked me out was if that would have happened, like the cat at night opening the door, then the cat would have, I would have seen the closet door open, and there was no cat on the other, like obviously the sound, it was like coming from the, like the hallway where the door was trying to open at night. And if the cat would have done that, the cat would have kept the closet door open, and we would have seen the cat at the bottom of the door on the inside of the bedroom where it was all night, and they only had one cat. So I found that really strange. I wasn't sure what to think of it, but I don't really tell many people because they're all like, oh, well, this is probably the wind or something, but all the windows were closed. There was no draft or anything like that. So another story that I have, this actually recently happened. So I was in my apartment this year, probably a few months ago, and I was with my two best friends. And one of them is a sensitive and can feel energies and like see some things sometimes. But one night we were all hanging out, and I was just hanging out on the couch next to my one friend who smoked cigarettes. And my friend that's a sensitive, he just, like she just saw a ghost. And I'm just like, what is it? Because I was freaking out. I wasn't sure what she was looking at. And she was like, oh, it's nothing. Like, it's nothing. It's probably just something that wants to, like, get in touch with me. And I was like, what was it? And she was like, I saw a face in the smoke when it flew, like it was right behind you, and I saw it, like a face forming, and it's probably something that wants to tell me something. But like nonchalant, because she knows that I get scared really easily, but at the same time I want to know things, even though I'll probably regret wanting to know it. So freaked out because I never, it was near me, like I she saw a face right near my person, so I'm just like, weird, okay. But the strange thing is, the next day I get a message from someone that works with my mom, and one of my mom's closest friends, like one of her best friends, and also one of my friends, had passed away that night, and at work, like in the office, she passed away. And I found it really strange that my friend would see a face and just say like something once probably get in contact with me or something, and then find out. And this is the first time that someone really close to me passed away. So it was really strange that that had happened. I mean, of course, but I mean, I've just never experienced something like that. And I found it really crazy that that would have happened to me. So yeah, I'm not sure it's my first time ever calling, and not sure what you guys think about that. It'll be cool this year if this airs, but I love your show. I listen to it all the time when I have to take long drives and in class sometimes. Well, keep up the good work, and have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that story. Have you ever had anybody at work die at work?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? Down in the production room with the Velvet Elvis. Yeah.
It was weird. I came into work that day. I always came in about 9, and everyone was in the conference room. And I was like, holy shit, I missed a meeting. And so I went back to my office. I look at my emails real quick because I'm like, I'll grab a pen and paper and figure out what this meeting's about. And there's no email about the meeting.
Yeah.
And so I go ahead and go on in the room, and everybody gives me this really strange look. And I'm like, shit, like something big's going down here. Like the station's been sold or something. I don't know. The last thing I thought of would be one of the morning guys had died. And he did. He went downstairs for something and he didn't come back up, and they went down and found him, and he'd had a heart attack or something like that. That happened really suddenly.
Was that someone I knew, or was that before I was there?
I think it was before you were there.
Okay.
His name was Scott.
Yeah. And I didn't know that Scott.
Yeah. But yeah. And you know, and I wonder too, like in that case with her, it is strange, too, that something like that would happen, and then you find out that a friend died.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, could they be connected? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, sometimes, too, you know, I think you can't prove anything 100% that this, you know, that was your loved one. But sometimes I just like to, if that gives you some peace, absolutely believe that.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, I think it's sometimes mysterious ways that that stuff kind of comes about. Maybe it's not always, you know, directly that person, but maybe it's the universe, God, or whatever you want to say, is, you know, giving you that sort of nudge towards closure or towards peace, if you will, when someone is going through something horrible like that. Some of those things you just can't, it's just like, it's more than a coincidence, you know?
In the first part of that story with the cats, blame it on the cats.
Yeah.
I'm this big proponent. Like, it could be paranormal. It could be the most paranormal thing. But the fact that I have cats in my house, I can usually figure out a way to blame it on the cats.
Yeah.
They get everywhere. Like, I swear my cat turned on my house fan, the attic fan, one night in the middle of the night. I know he did.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, because things will get turned around.
Sometimes you know, you'll come home, there's a whole like steak dinner made for you, and you don't eat steak.
On the cats.
And the cats are like just walking around, but somehow the places are all set. It's like, it's the cats. They got out the good china today. Yeah, they wanted to use it. Yeah.
If you're living with paranormal activity in your home and you're having a hard time with it, get cats. And then in the morning when you get up and the, you know,
no matter what, it's the cats.
It's the cats.
Yep.
Cause they can get into everything. So it's all just the cats.
Claw marks on your children, pentagram on the fridge. It's the cats.
It's the cats. It's
the cats.
Exactly.
That's all
exactly.
You gotta do. It's a good.
So I'm like, was that paranormal? Wait, do you have cats? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the cats.
The cats. Exactly. And that's the answer. They're evil. I love cats. I have cats, but yeah, they can do crazy things sometimes, especially if they're involved in cults. If you like the program, be sure to sign up to be a supporter, an extra podcast person. Do it through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.